My name is Isabella Zabo. I am 16 years old. Today is December 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Michelle, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Newport Beach, California. So first question, mom, is what are your hopes for me and for my children? And how have they changed over the years?
I'd say that I probably, when you were little, I was more hopeful about the future. Now, I think there's some basic things that I worry about for you in the future, primarily that I think there could be not only political upheaval, but the impact of the environment could be significant. So I would say, whereas I wanted you to have a better life than I had, now I just want you to be able to live in a world that can provide you your basic needs, because I worry that the environment is going to be so impacted that you're not going to even have the same opportunities to live a life where you have decent water, decent air, and that you may live in a world where the politics are such that you might not even have freedom of thought or freedom of speech.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
It involved a lot more work than I thought.
How so?
A lot more just menial tasks. I never imagined that I would do so much paperwork, mail, spending time endlessly on the phone with different vendors of internet, phone, computers,
bar mitzvahs,
lasers, bureaucracy.
Okay. Bureaucracy. Definitely more bureaucracy than you thought.
I would say more tedious minutia.
Okay. Can you tell me about what you do for a living?
I'm a dermatologist. Did the dog pee outside?
Yeah, the dog peed outside.
I am a dermatologist.
Mom, Mrs. Neal is going to listen to this.
And I take care of people's skin rashes, skin infections, skin cancer. I also work on a research project for a new treatment for prevention of skin cancer. It's very exciting. I've been a researcher before, and now I'm doing it again. I also am an entrepreneur because I own my own business. So I employ many people and I run a business. I do surgery. A lot of my job involves surgically removing things. And also there's it's also involves cosmetics as well, because a good part of what I do is making people look better.
Gigi, be quiet. Okay. Shh. Dad, we're recording an interview. Okay. Can you tell me how you ended up in your line of work?
I'm really interested in science. I like a career that was challenging, and it seemed like science was going to be a good, lifelong adventure. I like the scientific process too, of figuring things out and systematically coming up with the best solution. And I also think that medicine is a lot about problem solving, which I enjoy. And fundamentally, I want to do something that would be beneficial to people, that would and make people's lives better. I think that's what drew me to medicine, and then in dermatology, it was because it was a good combination of problem solving, but also it was kind of art.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you get to sew up people's faces.
Get to sew, you get to really do things that are very artistic, actually.
You're a very good sewer, too.
It's like molding, it's like sculpture.
Do you think you get the sewing bit from grandma?
Yeah, I always tell patients that when I sew them up. I tell them that my mom was a needlepoint teacher and that she used to make me do needlepoint.
She was a needlepoint teacher?
Yeah, she was a teacher of sewing and of needlepoint embroidery.
Where?
In Ecuador.
In Ecuador?
Mm-hmm. And so she taught in the summers when we were bored, she would have my sisters and I do embroidery. That's why I think we all ended up being very good, you know, with manual dexterity. And I always tell my patients that when I'm sewing them up. Oh, yeah, my mom used to teach me how to sew. That's why I know how to sew.
How old was she in Ecuador when she was the needlepoint teacher?
She was like 24.
Wait, when did she immigrate?
She's like 25.
Oh. I did not know this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Do you like your job?
I love my job.
What did you think you were going to be when you grow up?
When I was very young, my earliest memory was that I wanted to be an actress. Then I was going to be an interior decorator at one point.
Oh, I remember that.
And then I decided I wanted to be a doctor.
When did you finally decide you wanted to be a doctor?
When I was like 15 or 14.
Okay.
It's probably 14. But it's interesting, all those other jobs were kind of creative jobs. So I was always attracted to things that are creative.
When you were like in high school, did you consider yourself like a science or humanities person?
When I was in high school?
Yeah, like.
I considered myself a science person.
Okay.
But I was also a writer. I wrote for the paper. So I think I was a Renaissance person. I was both.
A Renaissance woman.
Renaissance woman, for sure.
Okay. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yeah. Be honest, because people can pick up when you're fake. Be true to what you're trying to do, and you'll be successful.
Solid advice. If you could do anything for... Wait. If you could do anything for work, what would you do? And why?
If I could do anything for work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Give away money to charities all over the world? That would be fun.
Have you seen the Patriot Act episode?
No, but I could be a philanthropist. Just give money to people. That would be fun. Like to be like, I don't know, the Gates Foundation and just,
you know,
cure disease and hire people to cure disease. I'd love to do that.
Gates Foundation. Oh, Bill Gates, actually. There was this controversy in Washington where I kept trying to...
Are you interviewing me?
Yes, I know.
Okay, let's finish this up here. Okay,
Bye. But I'm telling you, you have to watch the Patriot episode. Big philanthropy is not all cracked up to be.
Like,
you know that philanthropists use like philanthropy sometimes to cover up their scandals?
Okay, that's very sad to me, but okay.
No, it's very interesting. You should watch the Patriot. Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from your work life? I didn't choose these questions.
There's some funny things that have happened. Okay, let's see. Favorite stories. I remember when a patient came in. And she had this black mole that she had, thought she had her stomach. She lifted up her shirt, and I screamed.
a tick?
It was a tick. My other
How'd you take it out?
I cut it out. And then my other favorite one was when I...
Aren't you supposed to suffocate it with, like, Aquaphor or something?
That never works. You're supposed to gently tease them away with forceps.
How do you not get, like, their legs detached?
You're supposed to kind of go from their head and kind of try to pull them out.
I want to learn how to...
I tried suffocating them many times with Vaseline. It doesn't work. Maybe I'm just not patient enough. But I just cut it out and it's done.
I want to be able to take out a tick.
Yeah, it's cool. And the other one was when I had this lady with a big lump on her shoulder. And it turned out that she had...
The lymphoma? Or no, what is it called?
She had a bot fly stuck in her.
A what?
She had a bug. She was bitten by a fly. And then she had this larva in her... Of this insect in her shoulder. That was very cool.
How big was it?
It was about that big.
Oh my god.
It was a larva though. That was very unexpected. Lots of maggots in my line of work. People with wounds that have maggots in them, although that was more at the university.
Oh my god. Wait, isn't that the thing with gangrene, right?
Yeah.
People Not still
in get the underwear you said?
People shh.
Maggots.
Where?
Shh. Dad, this is for AFUSH.
I had a patient that had a big basal cell on his face when I was a resident, and it was full of maggots. It was so gross.
Oh my god.
So bad.
I don't know, people still get gangrene.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people who
I thought that
are,
was like
neglect
a,
themselves.
I thought that was like a medieval thing.
No.
I thought that was like something that Alexander the Great died for.
No, people get gangrene. They get maggots.
That's so gross. Okay. Very cool.
I got a lot of stories. You want a really good story?
Yeah.
Okay, really, probably the highlight of my career was when we were testing a new drug for skin cancer called Erivedge. We were the first ones to do it, the studies. And it was a study that I published with a group of people in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's kind of an important journal.
Oh, this is at Mass General?
No. This was when I was here, and I was one of the study sites for this study, for this drug. It was big time. And it basically just made these poor people that had, like, 40 tumors on their face because they had a genetic problem with cancer. It just made their tumors just go away. I mean, it just transformed them completely. The way they looked just completely changed. They went from having these tumors that were this big on the back of their neck, on their forehead, like missing part of their hair. It just transformed them into normal looking people. It's amazing. It was an amazing thing. That was really impressive.
Very cool. Okay. I like to turn the tables.
Turn the tables?
It's and
too late to turn the tables.
Wait, what?
It's late.
Mom.
Come on, you're really requiring me to think a lot right
no.
now.
No. I'm not trying. I'm okay, no. Shh. I want to tell you what you mean to me. Because you're a really big role model in my life.
Oh, cool.
And I... okay, Mom. And sometimes people say I can't have my cake and eat it too, but you know what? My mom did. She had kids and she's a working woman. She's got a really cool job and a really pretty office that she designed and curated herself. And I love you because you're my favorite person in this entire world.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm your favorite person in the entire world? I don't think so. Lie! Bullshit alert!
Mom! Mom! This is for A Push Extra Credit.
Thank you.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You ruined my entire...
I'm sorry. Yes, it's very authentic. Okay. Okay,
Okay, signing off now. My mom doesn't believe a word. Okay. All right, signing off. This has been a great interview.